You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
Morena Marama, how are you this morning?
Morena Rachel, I'm really good, thank you.
It's great to chat with you. It's been a very busy month since we last spoke. I want to start by talking about Posy Parker's the sort of tail end, I guess, of her visit to New Zealand, roundly sent home by trans advocates and supporters, and quite a full-on day for you as well. You were clipped by a motorcycle. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Recovering really well, and now just focusing even more on the positive outpouring of aroha and support for our trans, rainbow and non-binary whānau.
Mm, and I think everybody who was there really has been emphasising that that was very much the experience of the day. Obviously, there were some flashpoints and there were some heated tensions, but it was an overwhelmingly positive experience. It's been interesting to see the way it's been covered off in the media, and also the concern that a lot of advocates had prior to Posy Parker's visit was the spike in anti-trans rhetoric that we have now seen online and this ugly sort of tail end of it. What's the Green Party's position on making sure that trans folk are protected heading into an election year as well, where we're already starting to see a bit of political football being played?
Well, the Green Party has always stood proudly for an Aotearoa where Pakatāpui and rainbow communities live with safety and dignity and equality. I think the past few weeks has highlighted how important it is for Aotearoa to hold on to those values, for people to be who they want to be, and for people to love who you want to love. I think Aotearoa showed Posy Parker that we can't let hate win, that we're not willing to let down our guard, and we are going to protect those values of trans ātaonga, for example, because it's not just about trans people, it's about warding off the extreme far right and white supremacist movements that are aligned with transphobia. And this is what I'm really proud of seeing those couple of weeks ago.
What do you think we need to see from our political leaders in this election year? What are you hoping we see from not just your own party, but even parties that sit across the house from you, in terms of the way people address conversations around these issues and also address conversations with each other heading into an election year?
Well, every single politician, every single candidate, actually, not just MPs, have a responsibility to protect our democracy, I would have thought. And hate speech is the evil of a democracy. It's the opposite of a community where people are valued for who they are. I would think that politicians have that responsibility. Sadly, I've seen the opposite. I've seen people grab onto transphobia as if they actually cared for women, which is laughable, and just grabbing onto hate for trans people to dial up, whip up hate votes for the election, which I think is the lowest form of politics ever.
Do you think that there's possibly a way to have some conversation about bringing the heat down or bringing the conversation back to a more civil space? Particularly, I keep coming back to this in this election year, but there is so much concern about people's lives being kicked around in the lead up to something like an election. What can be done in a cross-party sense to take some of the heat or the ugliness out of the conversation?
And we've attempted to do that since even the Parliament protests, actually, when it became clear that this is not safe, this is not acceptable, and actually the online rhetoric that is violent needs to be understood as violence. It's just not acceptable at all. It never has been. But I unfortunately see that some political parties and leaders are not willing, and they're holding on too much to the opportunity to sow division, and we're seeing that. So I hope that we could expect that from all political leaders and parties, but I'm seeing the evidence that people are going to keep grabbing on to hateful ideology instead.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Cabinet's decision yesterday to keep the current COVID rules we've got in place for at least 2 more months. This is specifically looking at the isolation period if you do have COVID, the 7 days you've got to stay at home. How's the Green Party feeling about this?
I'm glad that we're able to hold on to the to those isolation requirements. Those are health protections, and so we've been really clear in our position that taking a public health wellbeing approach is the best, is the safest for all of us. So we were glad to see the government make that call yesterday.
When we look into the longer term future, as we move through the different phases of the pandemic, what kind of long term protections would the Green Party like to see put in place for this long management of COVID in the community?
Yeah, more community protections, particularly for immunocompromised people, at-risk people and disabled whānau. And that simple step of making sure that those measures are in place is important. We've ensured that the government, we've consistently called on the government to ensure people have, you know, adequate income and community support to meet their needs during periods of isolation, for example. And those public health measures need to include things like equity access to new vaccines and support for people with long COVID. So, you know, clean air inside buildings, air quality monitoring, ventilation standards, air purification. Those are some public health and wellbeing investments that we should be seeing across the communities as well.
We have got quite a few things to jump into here, so I'm just going to move along quickly. I do want to talk a wee bit about, we've seen some leaked text messages come out of the Green Party this week. It's all been a little bit messy and a little bit unpleasant. What is the situation at the moment? What conversations are happening within the Green Party about this?
And Green MPs, you know, have worked really hard to deliver positive change for Aotearoa. When something like this happens, it is unpleasant. And we take it seriously. So I don't, you know, I've said that our musterer, Jan Logie, and our chief of staff are initiating an internal process, and that the process is, I guess, what you would expect in any workplace. And so that's at its core got to reflect our Green Party values of fairness and appropriate decision making as well. And I won't be able to say too much more, obviously, while there's an inquiry in place. But we're taking this seriously, and because, you know, the safety of our workplace for MPs and staff obviously is really important.
What is your expectation for staff in the both the parliamentary and the broader arm of the Green Party in terms of managing interpersonal relationships in a public sphere?
It's really difficult to manage those internal processes while a lot of sort of judgment is happening in the public sphere, and especially without all the facts and without all of the context. And, you know, my message for everyone, not just staff, but for Green Party members and supporters, is a lot of people are, emotions are naturally high right now for people, and people are not in possession of the full context. So just some patience while we run an internal process that upholds everyone's mana and dignity is going to be really important.
Well, let's turn to Jacinda Ardern's last day in politics, which was last week, end of a bit of an era, and you've worked very closely with Jacinda Ardern. What's your reflections on her time as Prime Minister and as leader of the Labor Party, and particularly in your working relationship with her, Marama?
I really enjoyed her valedictory speech. It was particularly, resonated with me because she bared a bit of her soul, I think, and talked about models of leadership around the world for thousands of years. It's been, expected that leaders will be brutal and stone cold and cruel at many times. And I really appreciate that she brought to the whole world a warmth and a different type of leadership and a wisdom while some really massive challenges we're playing out in Aotearoa all at once. So, she'll have my continued respect. And I've talked often about how I saw a mama, an amazing woman, trying to do her absolute best for the country. And my respect for her was particularly when, in times of disagreement and my responsibility when being public about how we are different parties and where we disagree, it's because of building a respectful working relationship that I felt strong and confident to be able to do that while maintaining integrity and a working relationship with her as well.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Marama. It's great to speak with you on the show. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Awesome. Thanks, heaps, Rachel. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.